Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith.
May 1st. I visited the office of the camp paper today and found it to be an extremely hectic place. In the course of a conversation with the chief, I chanced to look up and caught two shining eyes staring malevolently at me from the darkened corner of the room. The creature blinked at me several times very rapidly, wiggled its mustache, and suddenly disappeared into the thick shadows. "Who is that?" I cried, startled. "That's our mad photographer," said the chief. "What do you think of him?" "Do you keep him in there?" I asked, pointing to the coal-black cupboard-like room into which the strange creature had disappeared. "Yes," said the chief, "and he likes it. Often he stays there for days at a time, only coming out for air." At this junction there came from this dark room the sounds of breaking glass, which was immediately followed by strange animal-like sounds as the mad photographer burst out of his den and proclaimed to all the world that nothing meant very much in his life, and that it would be absolutely immaterial to him if the paper and its entire staff should suddenly be visited with flood, fire, and famine. After this gracious and purely gratuitous piece of information, he again withdrew, but strange mutterings still continued to issue forth from his lair. While I was sitting in the office, the editor happened to drift in from the adjacent room crisply attired in a pair of ragged, disreputable trousers and a sleeveless gray sweater which was raveling in numerous places. It was the shock of my life. "Where's our yeoman?" he grumbled, at which the yeoman, who somehow reminded me of a character from one of Dickens' novels, edged out of the door, but he was too late. Spying him, the editor launched forth on a violent denunciation, in which for no particular reason the cartoonist and sporting editor joined. There they stood, the three of them, abusing this poor simple yeoman in the most unnecessary manner as far as I could make out. Three harder cutthroats I have never encountered. While in the office, I came upon a rather elderly artist crouched over in a corner, writhing as if he was in great pain. He was in the throes of composition, I was told, and he looked it. Poor wretch, he seemed to have something on his mind. The only man I saw who seemed to have anything like a balanced mind was the financial shark, a little ferret-eyed, onery-looking cuss, who I wouldn't have trusted out of my sight. He was sitting with his nose thrust in some dusty volume, totally oblivious of the pandemonium that reigned around him. He either has a great mind or none at all, probably the latter. I fear I would never make an editor. The atmosphere is simply altogether too strenuous for me.